closely talk. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on February 25th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Busy night tonight. On the line as we speak, our Virginia field reporter, Teddy Schuyler, is waiting patiently for us to shut up. That was good. I didn't expect it. Next, Lori Arhangelsky.
She said to say whatever her name is.
Whatever her name is warms us up for the first annual Arkansas Ghost Hunter Conference.
Yay!
At 7 p.m., Bill Weiss comes on the show to describe 23 minutes in hell. Ooh. And at 8 p.m., thank you, Rosemary Pilkington joins us to discuss the spirit of Dr. Bindeloff.
Only the corrupt are listened to now.
We demand fair and more accurate, balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
Thank you for the voice. End of February 2007.
I'm starting a new church.
The Church of Lemmy.
The Church of Lemmy.
I don't blame you.
More on that later.
Yes. More details as they become available.
I also turned 32 this week. I'm old. It's official.
I'll be older next month.
You'll only be 26, dude.
Again.
for the 20th year in a row. No, that would make you really old, wouldn't it? No.
No, I'll be 27 for the 13th year in a row. My lucky 13th, 27th birthday.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And we have, action-packed week.
Action-packed, and it starts out strong. This is a woman who we met a couple years ago, I think, or maybe
last year. Just last May. Just 90
like
year
years
ago.
You know.
It seems forever.
No, because really, you meet somebody, and you just feel like you've known them all your life, right?
Well, some people you connect with like that.
And you do. And I'm telling you, we met this lady last year in Virginia, and physically we met. I mentioned you had probably talked to her on the email and stuff before that.
Oh, it was hot and steamy, too.
Hot and steamy, yeah.
It was just warm.
And then...
you're not supposed to share those
secrets. Oh, that's a secret? Okay. It was not. It was very up and up and on the level. So what we did is we went to the conference. We met Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy.
And she forever changed our lives.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to have her, like, go out and about and give her a forum right here on Ghostly Talk.
Absolutely.
In her travels, where she can describe the things that she's doing and all the things that she's, seeing and doing and the people she's talking to.
Yeah.
She's just so into it that we're like, we have to get you on as a field reporter. So she is our Virginia field reporter. And Teddy, this is an exciting 2007. It's already starting up to be exciting 2007 for her. And she calls us up and says, dude, I want some time. So here it is with Teddy. I got a peek preview into your itinerary, and it starts early. Starting in just a couple weekends. What have you been up to so far in 2007, and what's going on?
Well, as far as 2007 goes, I got two conferences that I'm looking at going to, and a pretty interesting investigation going on here in Chesapeake. but we'll talk about the conferences.
Yes.
Okay.
The first one is in a couple of weeks. It's down in Savannah. It's called the Ghost Chasers Weekend 2007. It's awesome. It's a very different concept from what I've seen before. Chip Coffee and Patty Starr are putting this on. And it's they say it's for the serious paranormal investigator only.
That's why we can't go.
Yeah, we asked to go and they said
they said serious only.
What show are you with? No, absolutely not.
When we're investigating, of course, when we're learning and reading and talking to people, we're pretty serious.
Oh yeah.
When we do the show, obviously we try and bring some humor and levity to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, when we're standing around outside or we're in, you know, in a conference venue and we're just standing around in the hallway chatting, you know, that can get pretty hilarious. But when you're sitting in the conference sessions, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen us sitting in the conference sessions, but we are, you know, straight back, eyes forward, absorb that knowledge, you know.
Mm-hmm,
So we have completely different personas when we're you know, being serious about paranormal.
Yeah.
And so this show does have both. We do have the serious side and a lot of the levity as well. So the serious, and not only that, tell us where this is.
Yeah, where's this at again?
This is in the most haunted city in the United States,
mm-hmm.
Savannah, Georgia.
She mentioned it a minute ago, kind of quick, so I don't think we killed a surprise on that, but that's still pretty sweet, though.
I am the most excited for
wait.
You. I'm so excited. Savannah, Georgia. You guys, this is in my top three.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My top three, of course, are Savannah, Georgia, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and New Orleans, Louisiana. Those are my top three. I've only been to one of the three, right? But based on all the things that I've read and the vibes that I get from people talking about these places, those seem to be the three most haunted places. And you're going to have to tell me after the event, Teddy, do I make Savannah the ultimate number one or not? So you're going to have to make that call after you've been down there at this event.
Yeah, you're going to have to come back.
Let me tell you what they have.
Go ahead.
They have planned for us here.
Yes.
Basically, we're going to do a registration, and then we're going to do a walking tour on Friday night. Then we're going to do a midnight investigation at Moon River Brewing Company. Then we're going to do a historic ghost watch. And next day, the most exciting part to me is going to be meeting with Carmen Reed. Are you guys familiar with Carmen Reed?
Oh, yeah.
We just had her on a few weeks ago, as a matter of fact.
We spoke with Carmen.
That's
yeah.
Right. I remember that.
What a cool lady. What a cool lady.
They're going to show her show, The Haunting in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then she's going to actually get to tell us what really happened. So she'll be documenting the show and telling us, making commentary on it.
Ooh,
that'll be pretty exciting.
I am so jealous that you get to talk to her and watch her stuff right there live with her. I mean, you can see her reactions as she's going through it.
Well,
we gave her
like 2 hours on this show,
which is highly unusual.
Yeah, we don't do that very often, but we have to thank Tim Yancey, a dear friend of the show. He's actually in the chat room right now, I think. He's the one that hooked that up for us, and he's like, give her 2 hours. I think I don't remember the exact conversation, because when me and Tim get on the phone together, it's kind of like those battle bots going back and forth. Right? It's just how we are. We're both very talkative people. And somewhere in that conversation, there was an agreement where we're going to give her 2 hours. And I'm like, and like you said, it's very rare for us to do that. But we gave her 2 hours, and it was like,
yeah, 2 hours seemed like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was like,
because
there was so much
haunting
information.
Haunting in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Teddy, what stories, this goes beyond the conference. I know the conference is exciting, but what stories, paranormal-wise, really, really tickle your fancy? And I bet in the top probably five, the Connecticut haunting has got to be in there. I mean, it's just
Absolutely. You know, they're making a movie of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yep, she mentioned it.
Yeah.
And
so that's going to be very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so...
Yeah, I think that's probably one of my favorite ones. I think that everybody's into kind of the creepy stuff, and you know, those are the ones that are up there for me, at least.
Well, that was a really, as far as Carmen Reed's concerned and Haunting in Connecticut, that was just a crazy, crazy thing she was involved with. It was nuts, the story she told us. There was just so much stuff going on. I mean, all the time.
Yeah.
It was a terrorizing event.
Well, not only that, you know, here's a little personal story about that. There's there's actually footage of it on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person who took the footage,
we both
know him very well. I've ghost hunted with him. And I was at this event with him, and the person who took this film, this video, had no clue that it was released out onto YouTube.
Absolutely. Oh, really?
No clue. I showed it to him.
Who's this person?
I can't tell you. Someone's going to have to figure it out.
Oh, but you know, we're doing a show here.
I know, but I can't tell you.
All right, tap dance. Come on.
Well, we still don't know if there's,
copyright
infringements, et cetera, et cetera. Right. But you,
I think YouTube has been, like, doing that for a while now. As far as videos are concerned. Well, okay.
Well, I showed it to him, and you know what's interesting is when I showed the videographer the footage of the Haunting in Connecticut scene that he actually took with the camera, he was holding it, or in charge of it. You hear his voice, by the way, off camera, because he's behind the camera.
Oh, nice.
He was more wrapped up in what was going on the screen than the, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is on YouTube. You know, he was more like, and that happened, and that happened, and that happened.
He was
really into the actual event, more so than the overriding, you know, because that's where his passion is in the paranormal.
Yeah.
So you get to talk to Carmen Reed in person and experience all the preparation stuff that she's doing for her. DVD stuff, right?
And if I understand, then there's only 65 of us going to this.
Wow.
So I will actually get some one-on-one time with her.
Oh, wow.
And along with Adam Bly, who is also a demonologist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's another gentleman that's coming too, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, who's also a demonologist. It's Andrew Calder.
Andrew Calder.
He's an ordained Episcopal minister and a demonologist, so that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. How exciting.
So I get to spend some time with all of these people, and this is a great segue into the CPRI conference that's coming up in May.
Well, it sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all will be there for that.
Yes, we will.
And, of course, I'll be there.
Let me check my calendar real quick. Yes, we will be there.
Yeah, we have this thing now, Teddy. The year has gotten so hectic, we've officially started documenting everything we do. We've actually had to take that next step. And it is documented that we are going to be at the second annual CPRI conference this year, too.
Have you heard the excitement that's going to go on there?
No.
We're going to make the excitement that goes on there.
We just kind of show up to these things, you know.
And then they happen around us. It works out really well for us.
Teddy, I got to say, like, in regards to all the stuff that's going on this year and all the places we're going, when it comes to these events, I'm sure we hear about, like, this person's going to be there, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. But it's gotten so out of control that we're like, you know what? Okay, fine. We'll just be there. We'll be there. But you know what? I'm glad that you brought that up. What is going on there this year?
Yeah, because I know that you know the folks who put this on, and what, I mean, how can they make it better than the first annual CPRI conference?
Well, they're bringing Troy Taylor in.
Oh!
They're supposed to be in the area.
Does he know we're going yet?
Oh, yeah, he may cancel.
I think he'd be like, I'm so tired of seeing these guys. I don't want to see Mostly Talking.
Actually,
anymore.
I just got back from Weird Winter, Troy Taylor's Weird Winter event. And he was, based on that, 2007 is going to be a rocking year. That's all I'm saying. Because that was insane. We had actual paranormal activity happen to two of the people I went with. Bonnie and, we call her G-Girl. Or Gore Girl, and so both of them had paranormal activity happen to them at the conference. Talk about a startup, you know. I mean, this is insane. So
that's
Troy's
awesome.
Going to be at CPRI, huh? Awesome.
Okay, so besides Troy Taylor, L.B. Taylor will be there, and he's the one that wrote all the Ghost of Virginia books.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But the creme de la creme, John Zaffis will be there, and he will be teaching.
Yeah. Teaching.
Demonology 101.
Oh, my gosh. We can take demonology. Is that one of them, like, do you have to enter a raffle for the class? Or do you...
I don't know how they're going to set that up.
Sneak in real quick.
But I've already said I'm in it.
Well, we're going to sneak in. Yeah.
We're going to sneak in, I think. We'll just, like, we'll try to cut in there, and if we get bounced,
We'll tell them we're auditing the class, and we'll see what happens.
I think there's an additional charge for it.
I don't blame you.
Whatever they charge is worth it.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
Well, that, you know, it's going to be awesome to see John again, too. I mean, I think we're going to see him before that, maybe. We are going to see him before
that. We will see him before that. We're going to see him 2 weekends from now.
We should just call this, like, conference talk with ghostly talk. Because it's all, that's, like, the bane of our existence this year.
Teddy, what do you get out of going to conferences? Why? Because I know you've been to many that we've been, several that we've been to. Mm-hmm. You even helped with one. What do you get out of just being an attendee at these things?
I think what I'd like is with people of like mind, and one of my goals is to bring paranormal groups together, to get them working together, because right now it always seems to me that there's so much separation and duplicates of projects and all that, and it would just be really nice if everybody was working on the same track. So I get the opportunity to talk to many, many people, and, you know, I'm so shy at these things. So that's what I get out of it. I get a chance to meet all these really neat people and talk about all this stuff. And
well, it is a great place to meet up with people. We've been saying that a lot lately. Is as far as, and I don't like we're using the term networking. I hate that term.
Very
get out and network. Let's get out and network with each other. It'd be great. No, it's a good place to go and meet a lot of people that are in the same stuff that you are. It's a good place to meet people that have been doing this for a little while and give you some good pointers, I think. And number one for us, I know, is it's just an absolute riot. We have a ball.
Right. And I have to say the number one, and I love the events. I love the lectures and the tables. As a matter of fact, you know, the vendors, because I was at Weird Winter, I bought several items. I, you know, dropped $100 there.
Wow.
But it was worth it, though, well, except for that one DVD. But anyway,
Well, I've met so many awesome people at these things. I mean, I met y'all.
But it's the people. You're right, Teddy. For me, it's got to be the people that you meet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the thing. I see at every single conference. I see the people who flit about and talk to everybody. And I'm jealous of them, you know, because they get to talk to everybody, right? And then I see the people who sort of gang together and they only talk within their little group.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking, why don't they just go up to someone and say hi? You know, hi.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, I don't know.
I'm from fill in your state.
I love the ones that have their photo albums with them.
Oh, isn't that a hoot to look at? Some of them have been amazing to me. Some of them have been quite hilarious.
some of them are just wacky.
Yeah, and some are wacky, and I love that. Yeah, I love it.
I still got to say that the people that are doing those things, you know, kudos to them for doing it. First of all, kudos.
Absolutely.
To, whether it's wacky, whether it's really done professionally, whether it's, you know, whether it's done amateurishly, whatever, you know, because, I mean, they're doing it. I mean, they're taking their time and they're doing something like that. I think that's the most important part of these things.
So Ghost Chasers is already sold out. There's 65 people, right?
Well, I don't know if they're sold out.
Okay.
But I know that there's about 65 people.
Well, the best way to... Do you have links up on your website to these... To these events, the CPRI and the Ghost Chasers.
I don't have a website.
You know what? This is the reason that you did this, Doug.
Oh.
I left that. I piggyback all these information sheets, and I left a link in there I shouldn't have.
Oh, okay.
So no, you don't have a MySpace page or anything, Teddy?
Everybody's on here.
I don't.
Oh,
isn't that terrible?
Well, you know,
I don't have a MySpace.
You need to sell.
They can write to me at the radio station, though.
That's true.
And I can give them the information, or I'll send it to y'all, and you can put it on the web.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Let's do that. Let's put up links to these two. Well, we've got the CPRI.
We've got the CPRI up on the site already. Yeah.
And then, of course, we'll put up a link to the
Savannah, Georgia one too.
The one in Savannah, Georgia.
We'll pimp that one. We're not going. But we'll pimp them anyways. We'll get a banner put on our site.
Hey,
I'm all excited because y'all are going to the Arkansas one that weekend, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
That's
cool.
That's a little bit wacky. That's going to be combined.
It's going to
the conference.
Oh,
my 40th birthday, I mean my 27th birthday for the 13th year in a row, and Ghostly Talk's 5th year anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be our 5-year anniversary party and his birthday and...
And, of course, the conference.
Well, Lori, we're having her on here in the next few minutes.
Lori's going to be talking to Lori.
We're going to be getting the whole 411 on that, too. But yeah.
Well, I want to know who's going to come out of your birthday cake.
Scott, I already had it sized for him. We had the fitting last week.
It's a big cake.
Good one.
They had to spend extra money on extra batter for the cake and extra cream and stuff for the cake. And getting me in a thong, that was tough.
That was really tough, but
it's going to happen.
Yes.
So no surprises there. No surprises.
Got popping out of the cake, it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So all you hot female ghost hunters.
Help us, for God's sake. Help us.
Arkansas, you get to see Scott pop out of a cake. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be just a dream.
A nightmare?
How could I tarnish my already irreputable reputation, I guess, in this community already by, oh, yeah, let's have him pop out of a cake.
That'll do it.
With cream all over him.
Yes, this will be a delectable sight for everybody.
How do we get here?
I don't know.
Okay, let's move back to Teddy. Teddy.
It's easy to run y'all amok.
Well, no, it Teddy, is, when you get out here, it's, you just lay that vibe.
Yeah, you do. I don't know what you do to us.
The red, white, and blue just shows up, and it's all over with. I don't know.
So we're gonna
then we all go to the gutter, yeah.
Well, we're going to put the links, then, on the Ghostly Talk website.
Definitely.
Of course, you can email. You're Teddy at ghostlytalk.com, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Teddy at ghostlytalk.com if you want more info or if you want trip reports.
Please.
Okay.
Email Teddy. I think Teddy's ready for your emails, definitely.
Yes, she's sitting there at her computer, fingers poised.
Absolutely. Can you hear me typing?
I'm telling you, you're such a busy person, and you come through it all. I'm so impressed because you come through it all with the charm and the smile and the humor that really, really makes going to a conference worthwhile, because you're infectious, Teddy. You really are. And keep it up. Don't change.
No.
And go to these events and really, really, really try and get people working together, because that is important.
Mm.
Well, we will. And I will see you guys in another couple months, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You're going to be seeing us for sure. Real quick, before we got to go to break, Teddy, anything else going on that you wanted to mention tonight?
I'll save it for the next time. I'm going to talk about Chesapeake the next time we talk.
That sounds awesome.
See, Teddy's really jumping on this. Every couple of weeks we get the email going, okay, I'm ready to come on. When are you guys going to put me in? And I'm like, okay, let's figure it out. Let's put Teddy in somewhere. We appreciate you out there running around for us, Teddy. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
And we learn as you learn. So, I mean, we're all learning. Everybody's learning through you and through us and through the people that we talk to on the show. Mm-hmm. So get out there, do your stuff, and bring it back
know.
And report, because everyone wants
boy.
To hear about it.
Hang
and
on.
Lady.
Well, actually, Bonnie.
She's not in the
Yeah, we haven't
mentioned
that.
Tonight.
Bonnie, the weather has been hell here again this weekend for us. And Bonnie has a penchant for not wanting to drive in this weather, which is completely understandable. So, I know people are kind of like, where's Bonnie at? Where's Bonnie been? Well, just give her some time, because we're letting her do that. We're letting her do that, right? So
she's there in spirit.
Well, yeah, she's always there in spirit. But we don't want her out driving around this weather. It's not cool. Doug had to skid here himself, I think.
Yes, I did. I attached a dog team to the front of my Ranger, and I made it.
So yeah, the weather's been crap. Yeah, I didn't mention that. Bonnie will be back next week.
Yes.
I think we are broadcasting.
Well, very
good.
But, okay, boys, I'll see you in a couple months.
All right, Teddy, we'll talk to you later.
All right, love you.
Thank you so much, Teddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. She is such a pleasure.
I'm impressed every single time
I talk to her.
Teddy is so much fun to talk to, and she's obviously doing a lot of cool things. Yeah, we got a couple minutes here before we go to break, so I think if you want, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. You give me 2 minutes. We can talk about our weekends last weekend.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I went to Decatur, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
to the Weird Winter event. It was the weather, and you're going to duplicate this comment, was horrible. There was still a fantastic turnout. I would have liked to have seen it double in size, except for then maybe the paranormal events wouldn't happen. But I would have liked to have seen double the people there. Troy was there. The incredible, you know, Mark and Mark of Weird US was there.
Oh, yeah, I would have loved to see those guys again.
They're a hoot. They are just absolutely phenomenal. And, of course, I went with Tom and Bonnie and Sean and Gore Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was sort of a combined kind of posse going down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Ghost Man and Demon Hunter and Ghostly Talk.
1 minute.
And
go.
And Bonnie and Gore Girl did indeed experience paranormal activity in the balcony at the Lincoln Theater. Now, here's a warning.
Yeah.
or not a warning, but hopefully an exciting tidbit.
Yeah.
We will be back again at the Lincoln Theater.
Is it July or?
For the AGS conference. Well, I happen to have my little cheat sheet right here.
Cheat sheet. All right, cool.
The AGS Haunted America conference in June 22nd through 25th. So if you want to go to the Historic Haunted Lincoln Theater, pencil in or ink in June 22nd through 25th on your calendar.
June, definitely, yeah. And we're going to be out there. We're going to be working with Troy in that event to make it as cool as it can be.
Yes.
Looking totally forward to that. Troy asked us if we wanted to come out, and we jumped at the chance to do that.
Exactly.
We totally
How was your weekend?
I got 2 minutes. Okay, cool. All right, start counting now. It was pretty awesome.
No, go ahead.
Let's just say we got up at like 4 a.m. Friday morning because I wanted to be there like 2 or 3 o'clock.
To do an 11 or 12-hour drive.
Yeah, well, it was actually only like a 9-hour drive, 8 or 9-hour.
Oh, okay.
That's all it's supposed to be. And the way we drive, you know, we can get there quicker than that.
Yeah.
So we were well in, like pretty much at our destination by about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Or like quarter to two in the afternoon.
Perfect.
Another hour on the road, we would have been there.
Perfect.
Ran into a traffic jam.
Ooh, not perfect.
Real fast, that's how it worked. Tanker truck rolled on the freeway on I-76 going into Philadelphia.
Due to weather, undoubtedly.
No, well, yeah, a chunk of ice flew off another truck and went to the guy's windshield.
Wow.
He rolled the truck, right? They put us on a detour that is in the back road of this town, Lancaster, Lebanon. I hate all of you in that town, by the way.
Wow.
And put us on a back road, some back road that wasn't plowed with semis, car haulers, you name it. We didn't move for, let's just say we got out of the traffic jam 5 hours later. 5 hours I spent.
So that's a new contender.
Yeah.
I mean, just, originally, the original CPRI conference was the first contender.
That sucked. But this was just horrible.
It took 3 hours to go 13 miles to getting to the first CPRI conference.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we've got a new contender. Five hours to go through the town of Lebanon.
We went about 2 miles, 3 miles.
Wow, in 5 hours. That's the new winner.
That was the worst part of the weekend. Thankfully, the rest of the weekend was absolutely phenomenal. We had a great time seeing Ron. Always a good time seeing Ron Milione. Keith Age was there. Got to meet Brian Harnoy, finally, for the first time. Really cool guy to talk to. We spent the whole day with Ron and Lynn. I got an email now. We spent the whole day with Ron and his wife, his one lovely wife, Lynn, who's always so great to me, and Amber, and you too.
And real quick, for anybody who's going to go to any more events out at Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah.
How do you order those chili steak sandwich thing or cheese steak sandwich thing?
You have to go to – well, I don't want to pimp these guys. They're
no, just the phrase, how to order.
If you want it with onions, you have to say whiz with. If you want it without onions, you have to say whiz without. Because we were in line really fast because we have to go to break. We were in line at the world-famous Geno's. I'll pimp them. Why not?
All right.
World-famous Geno's steak, Philly steak sandwiches. And the guy behind us who was a local there said, all right, you got to order them like this. You got to say whiz with. Or whiz without. That means cheese whiz with onions, or cheese whiz without onions. Ron and Lynn do it with complete. They rock it. They go up there. Well, they're from the East Coast, so they're like, oh, we want a whiz with, two whiz whiz, right? And my lovely, beautiful, wonderful girlfriend, who I love so much, who I love her. She's so good to me.
And she's so cute and innocent.
She's such a nice girl.
Yeah.
We were told explicitly, whiz with or whiz without. Don't say anything else, or you're gonna get yelled at, right? Amber walks up there and says, I'll have what they're having. Right? The counter guy looks down at her with the look of absolute torture, terror. And it was like the people, everybody in line behind us
started laughing.
In a choir. It was a choir of laughter. It was angelic. Like, they just laughed in unison at her. And I said, okay, whiz with. Two whiz whiz, we're out of here. Cool. So that was kind of a touch. We'll talk more about the trips here later on or something like that. This is Ghostly Talk, though. I am Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Right, we are at it again.
Prophecy Night, Part 3.
On Sunday, March 4th, 2007, Ghostly Talk hosts another roundtable with
Homie 3,
Jill Dane,
Scott Christensen,
Cattell,
D.
Derek White Skycloud,
and Victor Baines. That's Sunday, March 4th, 2007.
6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Prophecy Night, only here on Ghostly Talk.
For more information, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Macbeth is an unholy riddle we still hesitate to name for fear of retribution. Macbeth is to the theater world what King Tut's tomb is to archaeologists. The superstition follows that any company performing the play will be beset with horrible luck, ranging anywhere from uncanny accidents on set to actual deaths within the company. 13 Omens Podcast is available at myspace.com/13_omens. Look for the link in the About Me section.
Shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
Coming up in 2 weeks is probably a cornerstone event. Are you having fun?
I'm having a ball.
Yeah. A cornerstone event for not only Ghostly Talk, but also for the Northwest Arkansas Ghost Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
So, because what it is, they're having their first annual conference.
We've talked a lot about it on the show
here. A lot.
For good reason, too.
But it means something to Ghostly Talk as well. So let me mention that really quick. I just want to set up the stage real quick. We have this thing on your 40th birthday or your 13th, 27th birthday, as in my case. We have this thing where you get to pick the vacation. And my birthday, my 13th annual 27th birthday, is in March of 2007.
Yep.
So I had picked Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I said, we all are going, all of Ghostly Talk and all of our ancillary related friends and et cetera, are going to Las Vegas. If you go to this, if, you know, whoever attends my birthday celebration in Vegas will, then that means that I must go to wherever they want to go, right, for their 40th birthday.
Yeah.
That's how it works. It's like a little plan, right? And this was actually thought of by Kelly,
yeah,
who's not going, surprisingly. But it doesn't matter. It's this wonderful little plan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had picked Las Vegas. And it was all set. We were all going to, you know, we weren't going to book back then. This was about 6-7 months ago that I had decided.
Yeah.
And we were going to, you know, I had all these wonderful plans. Well, then we heard about the first annual Northwest Arkansas Ghost Hunter Conference. And I said, you know what, Scott? I'm so excited about the first annual Northwest Ghost Hunter Conference that I'm changing my 40th birthday plan. Now it's no longer Vegas. It's going to be Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Yep, yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You must go to my birthday celebration that weekend, or else I am no longer obliged to go to your 40th birthday celebration.
Not
right?
8 years from now.
Which is years from now, but I'm obliged. If you go, then I'm obliged to go to wherever you want to go.
I gotta go. I'm part of Ghostly Talk.
You could say Tahiti. You could say South Bronx. It doesn't matter where you say.
Well, I know.
I will have to go.
I know when we were in the planning stages of doing this thing, found out about this particular conference.
And it was during that telephone call that you were telling me I'm changing my...
Talk to Lori, and Lori's like, oh, hell yeah, this would be great. Let's do it, you know? and I'm like, well, I got to talk to Doug, and I got to talk to everybody to make sure, because we got a lot of, you know, all this crap's going on. We got to find out what's going on. So I contacted you, and there was not even any hesitation. You're like, oh, that's fine. Let's do it.
Yeah.
This sounds perfectly great. Let's do that thing. So we put that in the can months ago, and we've been, like, biting our nails ever since then. 2 weeks from now, we're going to be going to Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And on the phone... I think, I hope. We have Lori, whatever her name is, because we talked about this earlier, Lori.
We did.
Yeah, and I told Doug, I'm like, just say whatever her name is, because whenever we don't know someone's last name now, we say whatever her name is. So, Lori, I want to welcome you to the show. You are basically, Lori? You are the one who's in charge of this, more or less. I mean, this is your, I mean, and there's a lot of people I know that are going on, that are working on this with you. But from what I've seen, you are the point of contact.
You're the contact girl. So, Lori, your website is www.ghostconnection.net. Welcome
Correct.
To Ghostly Talk.
Thank you.
Now, how do you pronounce your last name?
Arhangel.
Arhangel.
Arhangelsky.
Arhangelsky?
Yeah, that's how. Yeah, Arhangelsky. Yes.
Excellent.
So now I think we can handle that, can't we?
I can do that. Yeah.
Okay, we can go with Arhangelsky. That's fine. Lori, I think we should get to do we want to talk about what's going on there the first night when we get there? Do we want to talk about that, Lori?
We can. We're having a bash for you guys.
They're throwing a bash for us.
Yeah. Now, my first question is, why?
Well, why not?
Well, we are like, when you, we talked about it, well, I don't know, like a month and a half ago, Lori, and you mentioned this, and I kind of like dropped the phone, passed out, had to have my girlfriend wake me back up, right, and get my composure back after you mentioned this to us. Because this is going to be, that weekend is like the same weekend we celebrate. It's a week early, actually, but we know we have so much stuff going on this year. We said, well, you know.
We're combining, yeah.
Yeah, and it is right that this time of year is anniversary time for Ghostly Talk. And this
technically,
year,
it's this week.
It's technically speaking, yeah. But we always celebrate it in March. And this time of year, you know, it's anniversary time. And this is a special anniversary because it is our five-year anniversary, 5 years of doing this show. And when you mentioned that to us, it really just kind of blew us both away. And we're going to be more or less celebrating our fifth anniversary with you guys in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. So we want to thank you publicly on that. We wanted to just thank you so much about that.
Oh, no, thanks, Terry. I'm really glad you guys are going to come.
Well, we're really excited about it, too. That's the first night. What's that, Lori?
We're going to do a lot. We're going to have a live band for you guys. We're going to have cake and everything. Everybody can come and hang out with you guys. And it's a good, you know, get-together and fellowship type thing.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. So live band, cake.
Yeah.
Socializing, you know, with all kinds of folks. This is, you can't ask for any better.
We're looking forward to it.
This is just so exciting.
We're totally looking forward to it. After that.
Well, after that, I'm going to be unavailable for that night.
We got a date or something?
No. Here's the thing. Now, Lori, this is the coolest thing ever, right?
Okay.
You guys put on your website, on ghostconnection.net, that there are certain rooms that are haunted in the hotel. And you did little write-ups as best you could, you know, I mean, because you guys had actually been to some of them, and then some of them you didn't have much info other than the story. But you had, you know, you had said, you know, we did this was experience, and then you're like, you know, other people report this and that kind of experience. So all these rooms had some stories attached to them, these haunted rooms. And I got one. I got one for Friday night. Yes.
You got the one.
I got the. Yeah, isn't it the penthouse? Is that what they call it?
It is the penthouse. It's Dr. Baker's penthouse. He was the man who opened the cancer hospital there.
Excellent.
Passed away, and his haunts the halls. And that was specifically his room.
Wow. So I have Dr. Baker's penthouse. For Friday night, the kickoff of the
like a porno film.
No, it's a haunted thing. And
Dr. Baker's penthouse.
Dr. Baker, he was the one who Lori was just explaining because he had taken his.
I had to run away for 2 seconds.
He's the one who originally opened the cancer hospital there.
Oh, okay.
And that was exclusively his part of.
Is that cancer hospital still open? Because we might need it.
No, actually, they removed the last of the body parts in 1984.
Oh, thank heavens!
Oh, wow.
That's good to hear.
Good.
Long as they left the spirits.
good.
So I don't know how much, you know, like I'll do as much socializing as possible, you know, at the anniversary party. But then after that, I'm going to have to retire to the penthouse
and start working.
Yes, and set up all kinds of.
I'm going to party like it's 1999, though, Lori. I'll be there all night long, hanging out with everybody.
I'll be there with you.
Yeah, we'll do whatever we got to do. I'll be there, just popping around doing my thing. Doug will be hiding out, though.
Absolutely.
Then what do we got going on the next day, though? Well, I mean, I know we're going to be hopefully getting there, my part of the Ghostly Talk entourage, because we have a crew coming this time.
Oh, wait, before you get to that thought, I want to say, already, because I confirmed before we got on the air, The rest of the haunted suites are all already sold out. That's how exciting this is to everybody, that everything's already booked.
Yeah,
so you can't
get
a haunted suite. But
I think the whole room, the whole hotel's booked up, isn't it, Lori?
Yeah, the hotel is fully booked up, I think, except for a few rooms on Friday night. Best Western has called and asked if, you know, we wanted to block rooms, but pretty much everybody's on their own.
Mm-hmm. Lori, I hate to say this, do you have are you on the speakerphone again?
No.
Because we're getting an echo for some reason again. I don't know why we're getting another echo for some reason on your phone.
It's echoing on my end.
It's echoing on your end?
Echoing on her end, too, yeah. So it's just a really bad connection, but we will... I can still understand you. You said the Best Western had called, and did you guys want a whole block of rooms? And you're like, no, just they'll call you if they need you. So there's still rooms available at the Best Western then, perhaps?
There is rooms pretty much all over town.
Except the historic Crescent Hotel.
That's where we're all going to be at that weekend.
Right. People might want to keep in mind that they can book rooms at the Basin Hotel.
Okay.
That's a sister hotel of the Crescent, and it is also supposed to be haunted.
And it's called the Bay, what is it?
The Basin.
Oh, the Basin.
The Basin Park Hotel.
The Basin Park Hotel. This is in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. The Basin Park Hotel is the sister property to the Crescent, and it is. It also has haunted rumors.
Yes, it does.
Wow. Okay.
Lori, what we're going to do, I want to call you back, okay?
Okay.
Because it's really, I don't like, this is driving me completely crazy.
Okay.
I want to call you back real quick, all right? So hang tight.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to do a live callback. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do it live, man.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Whee!
Yay, fun.
Well, this
is going to be an awesome thing. We're totally looking forward to this event, you know.
That's really interesting because I've actually had people email me and say what's available, and I tell them, no, you cannot stay at the Crescent
it's totally
unless you know
up.
Someone who's already got.
Yeah, it's been booked up.
Right.
Yeah.
But the Basin.
Lori, you there?
Hi, Lori.
You there, Lori?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's way better.
Well, I think it comes and goes, and I think it's just now gone, so I'm happy. So we've got the Basin Park Hotel, and there's also, all the other hotels
are there. The Evil Best Western, that's another part of the story from last weekend that I didn't get to tell. The Evil Best Western. I'm going to call it the Evil Best Western. I have no problem saying
wow.
that. I'm not happy with the Best Western people right now, as you guys can tell. We'll leave it at that.
So book your rooms at the Basin Park, you guys.
Yeah.
2 weekends from now, just 2 weekends left, what's left to do for your planning?
Oh, Lord. We're getting together the dinner, everything for the buffet, for the Chef's Choice buffet, for everybody who's purchased the dinner package.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much doing just about all of the last minute stuff, making sure we have all the tables and everything that we need for the conference. It's just a matter of gathering right now.
Well, I know, and this may be if you don't mind, Lori, just for educational purposes for people to listen to this show. There's a lot of people putting conferences on now. There's a lot of this stuff going on, especially this year. Just every month there's something going on, it seems, which is completely awesome. How much, I mean, this is a lot of work. Am I completely wrong? Have you lost your mind yet because of this thing?
We have completely lost our minds. Completely. We are all ready to be committed at the Crescent when this is over.
Well, the reason I asked that is not to put you on the spot, obviously, but there's a lot of people that email us and say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing my own conference, you know. And for some reason, they think we know how to do it, and we're like, well, we've never done one before. We just attend them.
Right.
But I kind of want to tell people, you know, if you want to do something like this, go for it. I think it's a totally awesome thing. But remember what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, you are giving up your sanity for quite a while.
More than your sanity. You're giving up time. You're giving up everything. It's so much work.
But I think, you know, I think at the very end, Lori, I know for a fact at the very end, at the end of the weekend, when we're all saying goodbye, which is going to really suck, I know.
That's going to be the worst part.
That's the worst part about the conference. It's the only bad part
about the conference. Is that you have to leave it,
Is that you have to leave it. A lot of these ones...
Best networking tool ever.
Oh, it's awesome, yeah. It's great to get together with these people. And a lot of these people, you just spend a couple days with them, but by the end of the weekend, you're like, man, I just want to stay here and hang out with these people.
You know what, Lori? You have, and here's what initially attracted me to your particular conference. You and and like Scott had explained earlier, I was instantly attracted to your conference. Mm-hmm. And like I had explained, I was so attracted to it, I switched my plan, right? So obviously I have a strong pull, and there's a couple of reasons. And, of course, you've got an all-star cast, an all-star bunch of people coming to this thing.
It's the crew. It's the crew, man.
Yeah, the conference crew that we see at all these conferences is going to appear. And you've got other folks who don't go to very many conferences. Who all is going to be at your conference? Who are the headliners, the major vendors and speakers?
Well, the speakers themselves, we've got, of course, John Zaffis.
Wow.
Yeah.
John Zaffis will be there. He's an amazing, amazing man.
He is.
Oh, we love him. We love him.
Yeah. We'll have Rick Hayes.
Wow.
What a dear friend, too, of this show.
He's really nice.
Rick Hayes, we met him finally for the first time in Kentucky.
Yes, in Kentucky we met him for the first time, and just an absolutely, he's lifesgift.com.
Yeah, lifesgift.com.
Absolutely yes. Amazing.
Great guy.
Guy, I'm telling you.
We've got Ron Milione coming.
I just spent a weekend with Ron last weekend.
Yeah, he's something else. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, he is fun. Ron is a ball of energy. We love the guy. He's great.
And we've got Chris Moon from Honda Times Magazine.
Excellent.
Troy Taylor.
Oh, my gosh. I just spent last weekend with Troy Taylor.
Troy Taylor is the man.
I see these people more than I see my parents. I swear to God.
We also have a really, really, really special guest. Rosemary Guiley will be coming.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. She has written the encyclopedias.
She's an amazing woman. I hope to learn a lot from her.
Rosemary, we've had the pleasure of meeting Rosemary several times on the road here, and it's always a pleasure to hang out with Rosemary, as it will be that weekend, too.
And there's a lady who not only, you know, she, obviously writing a book is got to be a major project for anybody,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It involves a lot of study, a lot of research, and a lot of gathering information and research. Well, Rosemary does all that and attends the conferences to talk to
the
people.
And
she talks to people. You walk up to her booth and you say, Rosemary, I have, you know, four of these millions of volumes that you've put down. Because she writes incessantly. She just keeps writing and writing. And these aren't just a little book, you know, about something, which are charming. She writes the encyclopedia about
these big,
something.
Heavy, thick books. You get
people with. And I'm telling you, where does she find the time? Yet she still goes to the conferences, sits at the table, and you just walk up and say, "It is
What's
such
up?
A pleasure to meet you." And she's like, "Oh," and she instantly you're engulfed by her warmth and sincerity. I mean,
absolutely.
What a lady! I'm telling you.
Who else we got coming this year, Lori?
Well, we've got Brian Harnois from Ghost Hunters.
All right.
Oh, crazy.
We're going to see him again.
Right.
He's awesome.
Yep.
And we're going to have my personal favorite. He's a mentor of mine. I couldn't have done this without him, but Keith Age.
Oh, yeah.
Hunters.
Saw him last weekend, too.
Keith
yeah.
Age of LGHS.
Wonderful.
There's another fellow. We were talking about him on the telephone. He is just so incredibly genuine.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's so into all of this stuff that...
I mean, he's out there doing it every
he's
day.
He's out there doing it every day, and he's making the hard choices, and he's doing the time, putting in the time to do all this stuff and ghost hunt and get people, you know, the knowledge that they need, the equipment that they need, just everything. I mean, he's just really a great
mentor for the conference circuit.
He is
too,
a great mentor.
You picked the best mentor for that, I think, Lori.
Yeah, he did. He's just been amazing, and I love him with everything. He's just great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing all those guys. Is there anybody else going to be coming?
We do. We will have some local people there. Carol Heath will be there. He is the gentleman who does the guided ghost tours.
Oh.
Or Eureka Springs.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
And he will be, he's also a clairvoyant, and he will be speaking, and he will also be doing the ghost tours at night and Saturday night.
Wow.
So this is going to be a full weekend. This is going to be
a full weekend.
And isn't there a fellow who wrote, don't you have, like, local authors, or is Carol the author as well?
No, that was Mr. Philip Steele, and he, due to circumstances beyond his control, he will not be able to attend.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Kind of disheartening, but I am hoping to be able to retrieve some of his merchandise to sell for him at the conference.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Here's the thing. This is why your conference really piqued my interest. Because not only did we have this, the national set of incredible people with you know, who goes to the conferences, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you also had the local flair.
Right.
You know, you have Carol and you know, the Philip and you've mm-hmm. this local, I love the local legend.
Yeah, well, you learn.
When I was in Gettysburg, I bought, you know, a book on, you know, of course I was at Ghosts of Gettysburg.
Mm.
And I bought a couple of books, and they were all local books.
Mm-hmm.
One was sort of New England-ish rather than just a specific state. But you get the idea. It's a local book. So having Carol there, mm-hmm. to you know, who can not only talk at great length about the local legends
and
give tours about the local legends, he can give you that local flair that you can't get
by
reading an international selling book, you know. And
well, he's also a historian, too. So.
Oh, so, yeah.
Wow.
There you go. There's your history lesson right there, all in one.
Right.
It's going to be one heck of a weekend, Lori. We have, I know you and I have spent a lot of time on the phone just talking about stuff here and there. And,
amen.
Amen. And, but, you know, this is, it's not going to, I know we talk about it and, we already discussed the fact that you're losing your sanity, but like I said, at the end of the weekend when we're all saying goodbye to each other, I know for a fact that what you guys are doing down there is the right thing, and it's the only thing, I think. It's going to be totally awesome. We're going to have a ball. I hope you have a ball, too.
Oh, we will. Me and my team at this point are past the glass of rum and Coke. We're down to the barrel now. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty speechless when it comes to what's going to happen the first night we're there. I'm totally blown away by this, and we can't thank you enough. It really means a lot to us, Lori.
Well, I'm really glad that you guys could be there. It's very important to us, the networking, and we're bringing this to Arkansas for the first time, and we're hoping that we really want this to be a good thing for the state and for the other paranormal teams around to get together to network with one another. It's a time to come together.
Yes, so. Absolutely, and I agree. I think, I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to be a great thing. We've been to a few of these things. We've seen how it works, and I know it's going to be a great thing. I'm looking so forward to it. Lori, thank you.
Do we only have 1 minute left?
Yeah, we only have 1 minute.
Lori, I want you to pass the phone real quick because I want to introduce Catherine and Dano.
Yeah, we didn't get to do that.
So I just want to say hi to them on the air. Is that okay?
Well, I'm going to put Dano on.
Okay.
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 Hello?
Hey,
hi.
Dano.
What's happening?
Hey,
this is
Doug.
And this is Scott L. from Ghostly Talk.
How you doing?
So far, so good. Unfortunately, we ran out of time on our segment, but I wanted to introduce you on the air to everybody.
Okay.
So say hi to everybody who's listening.
Hello, everybody. All right.
Dano, we're looking forward to meeting you down in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I know it's going to be. I can't wait. Thank you for all your help down there, you know, with us, and we look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, we do too, guys.
Excellent. Can you pass the phone over to Catherine?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, Catherine. This is Doug from Ghostly Talk.
And this is Scott L. from Ghostly Talk.
Well, hi.
Nice to meet you. We only had a couple of seconds here, but we knew you guys were going to pop on for a minute. We ran out of time, unfortunately. But we just wanted to introduce you and introduce you to our listening audience, too.
Well, hello to everybody. We're looking forward to seeing everybody.
And we wanted to say that, you know, we wanted to thank you personally for all the time and effort and sanity that you put into this.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you for coming.
And we're looking forward to seeing you in just a couple short weekends.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can you pass the phone over to Lori real quick?
Sure thing.
Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Lori.
Unfortunately, we have to run. Stay on the phone, though, okay, Lori? Don't leave us just yet. We're just going to go to break, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Whew. I'm, like, running my butt off here.
Exactly.
What's going on? We're, like, working hard tonight.
Lori Arhangelsky from ghostconnection.net.
Did you get it right? Did we get it right, Lori?
Got it right.
All right. Awesome. We'll be right back after this.